For more on Egypt, we're going to be joined by Nabil Mikhail, professor of political science at George Washington University. Mr. Mikhail, thank you for joining us on Press TV's International News. Hosni Mubarak is out of the regime, but right now the Supreme Council of Armed Forces, or SCAF, is preventing from democracy from prevailing in Egypt. Why is that?
Egypt is a very complex society. I just came back from there, and I was shocked how people are suffering. It is really a very, very bad situation. And just let me warn you that next week may be more dangerous, because next week there could be a real confrontation between the military and the judiciary, whatever, and whoever represents the Islamic trend, the Islamicists. Because the administrative court, not the Supreme Constitutional Court, is going to decide on the law banning the parliament, and also the law or the will be reviewed by what you can call the secession or the appeal court. So next week actually is more precarious. The question is, who stands against the military? If you say the Muslim Brotherhood, you will be wrong. Why? Because there are also other Islamic trends, the jihadists, the Jama'a Islamiyah, the Salafi, which is a very widespread movement. The question is, can you form a coalition against those backing or on the side of the military? Because there is a dynamics to the conflict. It is not just white versus black, the military versus the Muslim Brotherhood. It's actually a very subtle and pervasive conflict, not just over the parliament restoration, but over so many things, including the effort now, as you may know, writing the constitution. So the whole atmosphere in Egypt, sadly, is shaping up for the confrontation between the military and whoever represents the Islamist trend. And it's going to be a very, very dangerous course.
Well, Mr. Mikhail, bottom line is, will newly elect President Mohamed Morsi be able to run Egypt as the Egyptian citizens want him to?
Look, as I told you, I came back from Egypt, and the situation is bad because people are poor. Poverty is so big. So if Mr. Morsi is about to fight poverty, I wish him success, because it's really a huge battle. I recall what Omar ibn Khattab said: if poverty was a person, I would have killed it. So yes, many Egyptian people will want to get out of poverty and just a very bad situation. Many Egyptian people will also support Morsi. But also many Egyptian people will not support Morsi because they are confused as to which side they should take. So it is really a very difficult situation. I would assume that there was a missing opportunity today by Morsi when he did not comment on the Supreme Constitution Court decision to continue the ban of the parliament, because this actually could have at least diffused the tension a little bit. So he's going to Saudi Arabia. He's going to bring a lot of money from Saudi Arabia, which is good because the country needs it. Will this help a development effort? He has for himself an ambitious 100 days goal to at least remove major obstacles in the lives of the Egyptians. Garbage, for instance, is not collected. So it is so confusing. It is sad, because at the time when Egyptians are suffering because of the difficulty of meeting or just bringing food to the table, and this is more important than all these eloquent speeches about the Constitution, there is a political crisis, a judicial crisis that could actually demoralize people further, and we do not want this to happen.
Okay. Thank you for that. Nabil Mikhail, professor of political science at George Washington University, joining us from Washington, right here on Press TV's International.